Hi, and welcome to Solo Segment Search Chat. I'm Tim Peter. In this episode of Solo Segment Search Chat, Solo Segment CEO Steve Zaker and I look at the connection between site search and customer experience. We talk about why customers compare your site search experience to their best experiences online. We explain why poor site search results lead to poor business results, and most importantly, what you can do to improve not only your search results, but your business results as well. All that and more on the latest Solo Segment Search Chat, coming at you right about now. Well, hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm great, Tim. I just got out of the dentist chair, and there's nothing like that cool, fresh feeling after some light torture. So doing great.
Well, fantastic. Well, that's, you know, I wish I could say this. Oh, wait, no, I don't.
No.
All right. Well, great to see you again. Great to chat with you. So we're going to take a slightly different tack today. We're going to jump into a completely different angle of customer experience and people's websites and the like. And that is our old pal site search, right?
Yes, indeed.
You know, you were telling me earlier, you've been having a bunch of conversations with some of our clients around various elements of site search and things like that. And I thought it would be a good idea to take a step back and talk about why. Why do people do this and the like? Right. So let's just start there. Why is site search important in 2021? Like, why is this still a conversation we're having?
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. And I mean, you said the right things, right? You said customer experience. Those are the magic words. Because when you think about how folks who come to your website think about their interaction with your digital presence, they don't think about, I got to do some searching, and then I got to do some navigating, and then I got to do some more searching, right? They're just looking for the thing that ends their pain or the information that, you know, will take them further on the journey to finding the solution to ending their pain. And, you know, it's funny, we often talk about personalization because that really is at the heart of all of this, what you're trying to do, right? Create that experience that is engaging for the individual. And while most people think of personalization in the, oh, I know this is Tim and Tim, you know, lives in this town and likes these things and therefore, right? That's how they traditionally think of it. I mean, personalization at its heart, that's just really a means to an end, right? The end is how do we create an engaging experience? And you have to do that no matter whether people are searching or navigating. I was talking to a prospect. They're not yet a client. I hope they will be soon. But I was talking to a prospect recently, and we were talking about personalization. And I started to talk about this notion of site search and how that contributes. And we actually got on a whole sidebar about site search and about how awful their site search is and about how right there, you know, just in the process of looking at that. And, you know, he said something, he goes, you know, the real tough part about this is because, you know, site search really isn't that important to kind of our digital customer experience. And, you know, I said, okay, well, let's explore that a bit. You know, okay, 10% of your visitors visit site search. Great. I said, do you know how many of those searchers convert? And it's a B2B company, so it's sense of download the white paper, you know, do that sort of thing.
Right. Give us an email address, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And he goes, no, we never really looked at it. And of course, they have Google Analytics. And so if you're using Google Analytics to run your campaigns, there's actually a report you could do, right? You could just, like, you know, filter it by searchers. And we found when you look at site search users, they're like 80, I think the number was 87% more likely to do a campaign conversion. So
that's on that specific individual's website. Obviously, the numbers vary widely.
Oh, absolutely.
What is it? Something like 40% more likely to 200% more likely?
Well, that's, is that right? Well, that's, you know, when you look at like transactional businesses, some of our clients have transactional businesses. You know, you can order something on their website. And when you look at that, I mean, the data is all over the place, but I think the low number is 43% more likely to buy.
Right.
And some of the high numbers are 600% more likely to buy.
Right.
So when you think about, why is search important? It's because These are the folks generally who landed on your website, whether they came from Google or from a campaign or went direct. They thought they could find the thing just by clicking on some menus, right? They couldn't.
Shocking.
And so instead of going away, they actually were committed enough to your business that they were going to search. Right. And so it's really no surprise that the data supports that, that searchers are actually your best prospects. And if you can really optimize the experience for searchers, you're going to do more business.
Well, and you raise a great point there, Steve. I think when people see those numbers, when I've run into skepticism talking to people about it, and I'm sure you have the same, is, you know, you talk about this 43 to 600% increase in transactional volume and conversion, mm-hmm. however you want to look at it. And, you know, you get a lot of skepticism because people are like, wait, you're telling me that search makes people convert this much better. And it's like, no. It's people really, really, really want to convert. Yes. And you're making it so hard that the only option available to them is to search, right?
Yes.
The cause and effect is completely reversed on that.
Right. So, yes. You don't want to drive more people to search, right? You'd rather that they just find the thing.
Right.
And by the way, that's what personalization is, right? If you do personalization, right, you know, that is... like, that's the goal, right? Don't let make them search. Deliver the stuff to them because you know something about them.
Well, yeah. I personally often refer to personalization, yes, just based on what we talk about, as the search they didn't know to do, right? This is what they would search for if they knew to search. But since they don't, we're just going to hand it to them in advance.
Yes. Okay. And isn't that much nicer?
Isn't that much nicer? Exactly. All right. So let's talk about this a little bit more. I mean, if that's why search is so important, what's the problem that it solves, you know, for the searcher, for the customer, and also for the business? Like, how does that make their lives better?
Well, I mean, certainly for the searcher, you know, if search is really effective at connecting that thing that they need to find in the moment, that piece of information that they need to find, right? They're going to move forward on their journey. And especially if they're kind of later stage, consideration stage, they're, you know, kind of ready to make that call to the sales rep or take the call from the sales rep, you know, that is kind of the obvious benefit for them. You're making it easier for them to progress along their journey.
Right.
And, you know, everybody, unfortunately, whether you're in B2B or B2C, has to live up to the awesome retail experiences that exist.
Right.
And, you know,
right,
I get a lot of boxes from Amazon because Amazon makes it stupidly easy for me to get the stuff I want.
Right. Well, I mean, I you know this. I grew up in an e-commerce business.
Yes.
I grew up in a B2C e-commerce business, spend most of my time there. And, you know, 100% of our conversions happened from people who searched. It was the nature of the business.
Right.
To be fair, 80% of the people who didn't convert also searched, right?
Right,
but,
sure.
But there's an expectation that people are always going to get the right answer.
Yeah.
Whether they convert or not, once they see what the right answer is, it's mm-hmm. another matter. But yeah, they got to get it, right? Yeah. And they're trained everywhere they go that when I do a search, they're trained by Google, they're trained by Amazon, they're trained by the Apple App Store, that when I do a search, you're going to give me the answer I expect to receive.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting when you look at, so you mentioned retail or in the consumer side, you know, 80, 90, 100% of your visitors search, right?
Right.
In B2B, it's usually high single digits, low teens.
That's right, yeah.
But I think part of the reason is because B2B website visitors know that the search experiences are usually awful, right? So it's kind of their last resort, right? They'd rather go back to Google.
Right.
And
right.
that is really the sin of bad search, right? So now
right.
from a business perspective, right? The sin of bad search is training people to go back to Google to try to find the thing on your website.
And why is that, Steve?
Well, you know, your competitors love it. That's why.
Oh, that's a good reason. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Whenever I do a search on a website, you know, of a prospect, I, you know, usually do some training of myself before I get into the meeting. Yeah. And I often take those same terms and I go out to Google just to see what I get, you know, because I'm trying to do some, I don't know, not A-B testing, but just understand the comparison.
Sure.
And it's, I mean, you know, the first four things you see on a search results page in Google are ads, and your
right.
competitors know to buy all your keywords,
right?
Or they're just competing for the same keywords. And so,
yeah, totally.
So for the business, great site search, not only in the moment will connect the person with the thing they're looking for. So good, you've got them. But you want to over time, and I think the industry, right, all industries, all verticals over time want to train people to use the site search engines on their websites, make them awesome, because that will then train humans not to go to Google for everything and not to give your competitors an opportunity to get that traffic from you, get that opportunity, get that business.
Well, and you know, our good buddy Mike has a, you know, snarky comment. I mean, who are we kidding? It's funny, but it's a little mean. You know, that if you look at the site search on most B2B websites and an unfortunate level of B2C websites, you know, they are nothing more than a random web page generator.
Yes.
I mean, when we look at search success across people we've worked with or sites that we've examined or, you know, industry data that's out there, before anybody uses anything we do, I'm not trying to turn this into a pitch for us, or at least I'm not yet. but when you look at, you know, people's search success, what's the number we typically see?
When we first start working with clients, it's usually at best 1 in 3. You know,
right.
if they're doing 30%, they're good. The lowest I think we've ever seen is 9%. So that's 9% of searchers finding what they want. And again, best case about 30%.
So flipping that around, we'll just do that again. So flipping that around, what you're telling me is that, you know, 90% of the time, I'm sorry, let's take the average. 70% of the time, people are not finding what they're looking for.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, so
yeah, it's yeah.
So it's 10 stunning. People come to your 10 people come to your website. If you're the business, 10 people come to your website and ask for help explicitly.
Right.
And you say to 7 of them, nah, that's all right.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And now you know, they're going to Google, right? And so that is like the kiss of death. And you know, by the way, I mean, you know, a lot of marketers are willing to accept that because they're just playing the law of large numbers. But
you know, can you still afford to do that? I mean, in the age of rising, you know, Google search costs, in the age of rising ABM costs, in the age of, you know, getting it harder to get emails in front of people's faces because of blockers and the promotions tab and Gmail and God knows what else. I mean, can you literally afford to keep playing that game?
Well, no. And I think it's diminishing returns, right? Right. Marketers are seeing diminishing returns on all those things for all the reasons you just suggested. And so I do think it is a playbook from, you know, 5 years ago. And, you know, just like anything, people are slow to change their behaviors. But, you know, faced with all the, you know, challenges that are ahead of us as marketers, the death of cookies, et cetera, all the privacy stuff.
Yep.
You know, it really does behoove marketers for now looking at the margins, right? Where can they squeeze more yield out of the dollars that they have? Because the competition for, you know, the eyeballs, for lack of a better word, is fierce. Right. And where we see things going, especially in the ad space, you know, you're going to have less opportunity to get in front of those eyeballs. And so yield becomes everything. And we don't talk about yield enough on these marketing activities, but you know, when everybody celebrates, I got a 0.02% percent increase in my yield and they get real excited. It's like, okay, but that's 0.02% in the old world. What do you need in the new world? You're going to need a much bigger number.
No, it makes total sense. By the way, I always like it when you say the word behoove. I don't know why. It makes me chuckle. But no, you're exactly right. I mean, in terms of how we improve yield and how we make this work better. So let's talk in the abstract. I mean, without making this a commercial for Searchbox, but again, we'll get there. But, you know, how do people do this? Like, what do they need to do it better?
Yeah, so the initial thing that most people think about is I need better technology.
Right.
Now, that may be true.
Right.
You might be using, say, you're in a large enterprise and you're using a technology that wasn't designed for large enterprise. Could be true. You don't have the features to actually address the complexity of your environment. So that may be true.
Or we've seen scenarios, and I'm sorry for jumping in, but we've seen scenarios over the last couple of years where, you know, you were using Google's search engine and Google has gotten out of that business, right? We've seen a lot of that over the last, 2 years
or so. And there are some vendors, by the way, that are kind of getting out of the search game for a variety of reasons.
Right.
And part of that is there are some new interesting technologies that have come out recently, you know, that have AI magic in them. But the reality is that when you look at the heart of any search engine, the technology itself, it's Lucene-based. It's either Solr or Elastic at its core.
Sure.
And fundamentally, the technology is not the differentiator. What is the differentiator is the data.
Yep.
And, you know, so when you think about, well, what should I do as an owner, IT owner of a search engine, a marketer who's the product manager of a search technology, what should you be doing? You should be thinking about the data. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have a certain point of view on, first and foremost, you should be understanding the customer experience. What is a successful search? And most vendors, most marketers, most IT managers, it kind of, you know, search performance begins and ends with two numbers, right? The first number was, you know, was the server up, right? So it's a real view of the world. And the second was, how many people are clicking on things?
Right.
And
well, I would add to your list, most analytics packages. I mean,
yes,
with no disrespect to Google Analytics, they're great tools and they do all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Site search is sort of a thing that they add on to it as opposed to think about.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah, no, none of these vendors, these analytics vendors have a really thoughtful approach to how to assess the customer experience in search and the value of that customer experience.
Right. Right.
Although what is interesting is if that number I cited earlier, which was the 87% of searchers are more likely to convert, you know, you could probably tease that out of your analytics system if you tried. I mean, it's not that hard. But trying to get at any number that's related to did the searcher find what they were looking for is pretty much a non-starter. And so that's for us, you know, when we think about search, when we're building our product, you know, it started with that. How do you assess the customer experience? So that's the first thing.
Right.
Think about that success data. How do you define success? How can you measure success of the search experience? The other thing I would think about is the point that we talk about when we talk about personalization, which is, you know, how can we use data from that insight, data from that successful search experience outside of search? Because, we know that those folks who are searching aren't the majority of your website visitors. Most of them are navigating. But if you can figure out that, you know, if somebody's interested in a specific topic, which is essentially a keyword.
Yep.
And you know for sure, because you have the right data, that a page is the answer to that question.
Yep.
Well, if you can discern that somebody is interested in a specific topic, you best show them that page, whether they're searching or not, right? Figure out a way to get them to the page that's the answer to the question.
Okay, so now comes the commercial for Searchbox and Guidebox, Steve.
No, you bet. So you know, both our products, both Searchbox and Guidebox, you know, Search focused on the search experience, Guidebox focused on navigating experience. But that's the goal, right? It's like, forget about the search technology. We work with any search technology because we figured out long ago that, you know, Solr and Elastic out of the box, largely good enough for everything because – what differentiates great search is not what we've just talked about, data, really understanding the data about the customer experience. And the other thing is the answers. You have to have great content.
Right.
And no magical AI is going to make your content better. And so, you know, what we learned long ago was let's work with whatever search engine somebody has. Let's start where they are. Replacing a search engine is a pretty heavy lift. We're talking to one prospect now, and they're going through this 9-month process just to choose a new search engine. And then it's another 6 months to get the thing installed. It's like, do you really want to go through, you know, 12 to 18 months worth of work to replace your search engine? Or would you rather kind of start with where you're at and, you know, get better data and put that data to use? And that's where, you know, to answer the question you asked at the beginning of this segment, which was, what should people do first? Get better data. Get better data. First, start with what's in your analytics package, even though it's flawed. Start there and kind of tease out of your analytics package everything you can. And then, you know, if people want to learn more about what other data they can get, you know, that's something that Solr Segments focuses on, is how do you harness the data that's kind of trapped in your search engine and put that to use both within search and outside of search.
That seems like a great place to wrap up, Steve. I would remind people that if they want to learn more about what we do and really about website engagement. I mean, that's fundamentally what we care about. Obviously, these products are just designed to drive that. They can go to solosegment.com/website-engagement. Again, that's solosegment.com/website-engagement and get our new report all about how to improve website engagement with search, with personalization, and focused on creating a better customer experience. Steve, any last parting words of wisdom?
No, I think we wrapped this up very nice. Thanks very much, Tim.
It's always a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye now. Search Chat is brought to you by Solo Segment. Solo Segment focuses on site search analytics and AI-driven content discovery to improve search results, increase customer satisfaction, and unlock revenue for your company. Make your search better and learn more at solosegment.com. If you liked the show, please go ahead and subscribe to us. You can find our episodes at solosegment.com/podcast or on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/solosegment, on Twitter using the Twitter handle @solosegment, or you can drop us an email at info@solosegment.com. Again, that's info@solosegment.com. With that, my name is Tim Peter. I hope you have a great rest of the week, and we'll look forward to talking with you next time on Search Chat. Take care, everybody.